Chris and I also talked about the strengths and weaknesses of physical versus digital libraries. Here's me and Chris again.
So we've been talking about like archives, and I think in my brain, I am picturing like the physical rare book and manuscript library that exists in Columbia libraries, which is silly because for oral history, I mean, there are physical materials, but like for the, I think materials that you and I mostly work with, they are digital or have been digitized. So what is my question? I think my question is like, what do we gain and lose from moving between like a physical archive and a digital archive? Like what's good in both spaces and what's bad in both spaces?
I mean, some of the digital first collections that we're producing, we actually print the interviews and store them just because I'm told that paper is the best preservation. And I've seen some really old papers, so sure, I believe it. But what do we lose or gain? Okay, so I guess helpful context.
From like a user experience, I mean.
Yeah, yeah. My background, my undergraduate background is in medium theory, which is a school of thought. I think that's most popular in Canada and Germany. It's basically this group of thinkers that really think that the medium something is presented in is consequential for the content and sometimes replaces the content entirely. Mm-hmm. So I do think, and I've sipped the Kool-Aid. This is the school of thought that produced the medium is the message.
Yeah.
Marshall McLuhan. So I think it's a different experience. I think that I won't be able to exhaust all the ways that they could be different, but I think right from discoverability so there's the discoverability of the interviews themselves. If you go into a library, things are shelved, you're talking to somebody, somebody may have a point of intervention where they say, oh, I really think you should look at this. Or maybe they say, I don't know anything about this collection. that's probably not what's going to happen in a library. You're
sometimes
sitting and reading to find materials in a printed interview, you're skimming. So the chance that you serendipitously find something maybe is higher, though you could scroll through an interview. I think a really big thing is when you're at the library, you're bound by time and space. You probably aren't leaving the library with the document, though you probably could. And so it's just a very purposeful kind of exercise. With some of the work that I'm doing, it's designed mobile first. So, and that's from an access perspective, like that's because for some people, that's primarily how they're accessing the internet. If it has to run on a cheap phone or it's not actually accessible. But, you know, you can listen to an interview on the train. I feel like that creates a completely different context. I say these things without value judgment. I think sometimes there's this implicit sense that like you need to have an intense close reading in its entirety. But I don't think that's true. I think they're just different. I think they're different experiences. What do you lose or gain though? I think that, okay, the accessibility piece is huge. There was this weird twilight era where like personal computing devices were proliferating and museums would create like listening stations. So you can like have a digital experience, but you're not necessarily having it in your home because you don't have the bandwidth or the storage or the equipment. But yeah, I don't know. I just think they're different, different experiences. And sometimes I'm thinking about my own behaviors, like working between digital and text or printed text. Sometimes if I really need to pay attention to something, I'll print it and go sit somewhere else. So mm-hmm. I think it's a different kind of reading, but that's also probably a product of growing up in a transitional period where I was working with both, I don't know that even my younger sister, who's in her early mid-20s, would ever think to do that or will ever own a printer.